also terrified. But let's see how it goes. It's an amazing space to explore and experiment with things. So I'm really excited. And thank you all for being here. It's amazing.
Isn't some later time. Eternity isn't a long time. Eternity has nothing to do with time. Eternity is that dimension of here and now, which thinking in time cuts out.
This is it.
This is it.
This is my...
If you don't get it here, you won't get it anywhere. And the experience of eternity right here and now is the function of life. There's a wonderful formula that the Buddhists have for the Bodhisattva. The Bodhisattva, the one who's being, sattva, is illumination, bodhi, who realizes his identity with eternity and at the same time his participation in time. And the attitude is not to withdraw from the world when you realize how horrible it is, but to realize that this horror is simply the foreground of a wonder. And come back and participate in it. All life is sorrowful, is the first Buddhist saying, and it is. I mean, it wouldn't be life if there were not temporality involved, which is sorrow, loss, loss, loss.
That's a pessimistic note.
Well, I mean, you got to say yes to it and say it's great this way, I mean, it's the way God intended it.
You don't really believe that?
But this is the way it is, and I don't believe anybody intended it, but this is the way it is. And Joyce's wonderful line, you know, history is a nightmare from which I'm trying to awake. And the way to awake from it is not to be afraid and to recognize, as I did in my conversation with that Hindu guru or teacher that I told you of, that all of this as it is as it has to be, and it is a manifestation of the eternal presence in the world. The end of things always is painful. Pain is part of there being a world at all.
But if one accepted that isn't the ultimate conclusion, to say, well, I won't try to reform any laws or fight any battles or...
I didn't say that.
Isn't the logical... Couldn't one draw that, though, the philosophy of nihilism?
Well, that's not the necessary thing to draw. You could say, I will participate in this row, and I will join the army, and I will go to war.
I'll do the best I can.
I will participate in the game. It's a wonderful, wonderful opera, except that it hurts. And that wonderful Irish saying, you know, is this a private fight or can anybody get into it? This is the way life is. And the hero is the one who can participate in it decently, in the way of nature, not in the way of personal rancor, revenge, or anything of the kind.
Truth. trauma art recipe. If you have a trauma in your life, congrats. You can begin to make art straight away. Place the trauma underneath you. Make it your ground. Now allow the art that you make to be created by springing up from the ground. To reach this, meditate on your trauma. Try to forget everything else. All that exists is your trauma. Since traumas are trendy, this will make you able to grow upwards in your artistic career. Tip for a long-lasting trauma: do not try and understand, because through understanding, you might become free of your trauma and your source of inspiration will disappear. Instead, approach it as if it is an eternal mystery. In this way, you can continue to use the same trauma for a longer period. If maintained well, some traumas can even last forever. If you do not have a trauma, create a trauma. Try some different destructive behaviors. For example, drugs, sleep deprivation, dishonesty, drama, isolation, suppression, superficial sex, physical pain, starvation, or any other unhealthy and destructive behavior. Tip: remember to remind yourself that you are alone and misunderstood by everyone else. If you cannot find your trauma, make art about the biggest human potential trauma, the apocalypse. Another tip: do not focus on the present moment, as it could be too risky and sensitive to various audiences, thus cause outrage. By focusing on the past or the future, you secure your art by handling topics that do not exist in real time. In other words, they are untouchable. Untouchable art results in no criticism, no opposing reaction. This paves the way for your art and keeps it free from interruption and dislike. Further sources of inspiration that could support trauma art: nostalgia, melancholia, cancellation of the future, dystopia, hopelessness, blood, and pain. Congratulations, you are now ready to make art.
Have we created a world in which narcissism as a pattern, as a personality, is becoming necessary to succeed in the new world order? This is where we hit a bit of a problematic divide. The very qualities associated with material success are actually bad for our health. Because while these qualities may be festered and fostered by our cultures and our schools and our economies and our societies, they are never going to be good for our close relationships. And that doesn't just mean spouses and partners. That means parents, children, siblings, extended family, friends, colleagues. Narcissistic patterns undercut the core of what's necessary for healthy relationships. Those things include mutuality, respect, compassion, patience, genuineness, honesty, and trust. Things that are simply not possible with a system or a person which is narcissistic. And it's in that intimate relationship space where we see the most profound impacts of a narcissist, whether that be a spouse or a partner. A relationship with a narcissist is a gradual indoctrination. You slowly become inured to their lack of empathy, their tantrums, their rage, their insults, and their entitlement, their lies and their challenges to your reality. Their insulting words slowly become your self-talk, and before you know it, your new mantra becomes, "I am not enough." Where there are scars, beautiful things actually can spring forth. Khalil Gibran writes, "Out of suffering have emerged the strongest souls. The most massive characters are seared with scars." Yes, the world is in fact becoming more narcissistic and insecure. Don't let the global epidemic of incivility infect you. Inoculate yourself. Find your communities. Find common ground with other people instead of living in polarization. practice kindness and empathy even when other people are not. Choose your friends and your romances with care. Every life story can be a miracle or a tragedy. It just depends on how you write it. These days, with the world in such disarray, anyone who is surviving with their empathy unbroken, their heart sound, their integrity in place, and their sense of humor intact is nothing short of dauntless. Pushing back on narcissism is a human rights issue. All of us need to stop giving permission to narcissism and narcissists and start taking our lives, our souls, and our world back.
What you're doing right now is actually the absence of thought. And the reason why I feel like that,
because Kanye, you're entitled to your opinion. You're entitled to believe whatever you want. But there is fact and real world, real life consequence behind everything that you just said. And while you are making music and being an artist and living a life that you've earned by being a genius, the rest of us in society have to deal with these threats to our lives. We have to deal with the marginalization that has come from the 400 years of slavery that you said for our people was a choice. Every day we have to walk into that truth while you choose to say things that, to be honest with you, dog, are nonsensical. You want to think freely? That's fine. I'll come back your free thought with my free thought because mine is grounded in a reality that I've been given and a reality that I'm going to change, but I'm not going to do it by pretending that the enemies are on the same team as me. And frankly, I'm disappointed, I'm appalled, and brother, I am unbelievably hurt by the fact that you have morphed into something, to me, that's not real. That's the way I feel. Stand on all the coffee tables you want to stand on, say whatever you want to say, but don't throw a stone, then hide your hand like the rest of us are just going to swallow it. Yay, be yay, I'm off it, forever. Do you. But remember, the life that I live is as a real person, an actual person.
Now the thing is, he said something, he said, grounded in reality. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. The reality, we can make our own reality. We can talk about history, but not too long. We need to talk about our now, because we can fix and start loving each other now. When I say we have no enemies, we don't have enemies. Black people have a tendency to focus and march when a white person kills a black person or wears a hat. But when it's 700 kids being killed in Chicago, it's okay. It's okay for blacks to kill blacks. But if it's a white thing...
There's been more focus and more marches
that is
a lie.
About
Yo, don't
blacks
that.
Killing blacks than kids in Chicago killing each other.
That's a lie. There are black people working...
I know more than 90% of black people being killed
that's
are killed by other blacks. You're too far. You have to be closer to me.
I'm here right now. There are black people working in every single
brother,
area.
Don't scream because it will make us look crazy.
I don't care how you look in front of the camera.
Let me impart this upon you.
This is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. These are two different versions of somebody else's truth. This is two different versions of somebody else's truth. He gets up and he's talking slavery, right? Okay, I'm not enslaved, so that's like I don't mean to insult his reality.
Kanye, come on over.
I just want to give him a hug.
Right, right.
I think he might want to fight me, but I want to give him a hug.
Shut up. You know what I think we need? We need, you know, like I'm quite spiritual, really. Like once I went to India and I went to this ashram and there was this guru there And he taught me so many things. And he taught me that, you know, like, you don't really have to be nervous, you know, because that's just your ego. Like, you can chill, you know. And I think that was a really valuable lesson because, you know, it gets a bit heated out there and there are all these ego fights. And so what I wanted to give you guys today, since you're here, I wanted to give you a quick ego death experience. I made it myself. I'm really excited. And it's kind of based here. I mean, or it's actually not based in Europe. It's based in New York. But I mean, we can all relate more to that, perhaps. Like, maybe not all of us have been to India. So, yeah, it's more like for the modern mind, let's say. I hope you enjoy. Oh, here we go. If I find it on my stuff here. Oh, here it is. Oh, wait, what's happening? Sorry, guys. Here we go. From the top.
A guided relaxation and visual meditation for the modern mind. Releasing unfulfilled egos into the ether. So make sure that you feel comfortable and relaxed. Now close your eyes and reconnect to your breath as you inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, and keep doing this. Now take a moment to say namaste, thank you, to the air, allowing you to breathe every day and to live every day. Now open your senses and receive the sound of the universe, the pulse of life. Allow it to surround you. Hear the noise of the city. Of the world moving fast.
Oh my God, I also wish I could
feel the look of people. Now imagine
you
are a superstar.
You're so inspiring.
Oh my God, you're so beautiful.
That's what you just told me.
So a red carpet in New York. Camera flashes. Desperate journeys.
So cool.
Starstruck fans. All fighting to get a moment with you. To get your attention. Imagine how far you have climbed in social status to reach this.
You really inspire me.
Now notice the voices around you.
You're so unique.
Notice how they express themselves. How they are washing you with compliments and charm. How they all want to get a bite of you.
Everybody loves
now embrace the feeling of being above everyone else. Of being unique. Of being special.
I'm always looking what you
feel how glorious you look.
It's so
feel how everyone wishes they were you.
It really gives me
you're a star.
Crazy visions.
You are cooler than them.
That, like,
you made it big.
It's just
your childhood dream has come true. Feel how people start to act
it's
abnormal around you. Now, imagine that your manager and bodyguards escort you away from the crowd of losers. You are driven to a 5-star hotel and shown into a luxurious penthouse flat with a view over Manhattan.
You're like beyond.
In the room, there is a man.
Wow.
This man is also a star, but a wiser, older star than you. Now allow yourself to reconnect to memories of him from TV and movies that you watched as a kid. but today he looks a bit sad and tired. He has something to tell you. His name is Jim Carrey. Now reconnect to your heart and listen to this modern guru.
Somewhere in the middle of absolute confusion, absolute disappointment, absolute the fruition of all of my dreams, standing there with everything anybody else had ever dreamed about having and be unhappy. Where did this character come from? What is the dirt that the pearl is built around? And the pearl is the personality that you build around yourself as a protection against that thought. If they ever find out that I'm worthless, if they ever find out that I'm not enough, I'll be destroyed. I don't want anything. That's the craziest thing, and it's the weirdest thing to say in a place like America, where I have no ambition. I really, truly don't.
Take a deep breath. Now exhale and release your ego.
What's free to you?
What's free to me?
Yeah.
Same thing it is to you. You tell me.
No, you tell me. No, no. Because I've been talking for such
a long... It's just a feeling. It's just a feeling. It's like, how do you tell somebody how it feels to be in love? How are you going to tell anybody who has not been in love how it feels to be in love? You cannot do it to save their life. You can describe things, but you can't tell them. But you know it when it happens. That's what I mean by free. I've had a couple of times on stage when I really felt free. And that's something else. That's really something else. Like all, I'll tell you what freedom is to me. No fear. I mean, really, no fear. If I could have that half of my life, no fear. Lots of children have no fear. That's the closest way, that's the only way I can describe it. That's not all of it, but it is something to really, really feel.
Have you, like, no. I've noticed.
Like a new way of seeing. A new way of seeing something.
Limbo, feeling stuck, no emotional output, no continuation. Time passes, nothing happens, nothing changes. You know it. Your brain in limbo, relationships in limbo, cultures in limbo, the world in limbo. A sense of decaying slowly, watching it decay, allowing it to decay, allowing it to eat you. How to get out of that limbo? Confront, whether yourself, someone else, or the world, confront what it is, what's keeping you there in the limbo. Communicate. The opposite of suppression of feelings is expression of feelings. You let your brain go out. You reach someone else. They hear you. They see you. The moment manifests itself and you can move on now. Social pressure could be vicious, could be healthy. I want my friends to be honest. I want to be honest with them.
I want progressive conversations. I want us all to grow. I want to be pressured in that way. I want to not be forgotten in myself. There are other types of social pressure, though. You know it. Success, yeah. Money, yeah. Shine and fame, yeah. Appearance, yeah. Liberalism, yeah. To not be controlled. Liberating ourselves to free ourselves, benefiting ourselves. But what about the others? Does free mean free of responsibility? It's a loop, and on the other side of the loop, there's a loop. This is not my life. Frank Ocean sings of wanting to quit the game. It's a sad song. It's not glory. It's a cry for help. It's pop culture. They all end up feeling misunderstood, lonely, and depressed. They are in a liberal limbo, guys. A liberal limbo. If we stop compromising with our exterior environment, we stop respecting it, we give it up, we put ourselves above or underneath it, and it becomes harder and harder for us to reach out, as well as the environment to reach us. We lose the essential connection that we need to become free of limbo. The idea of zero responsibility is legal and tolerated by this world. And the feeling of zero responsibility might make us feel easy and light at first. It's easy to say, I can do whatever I want. And it sounds like freedom. And maybe it is a type of freedom, the freedom of no restrictions. But then we need to ask ourselves, what do you really want? What do I really want? I can do whatever I want, but what do I really want? Maybe your desire was manipulated, indoctrinated. Liberal individuals, and now we don't trust anyone else anymore. And instead we sit in the corner and we cry alone. And we're so hypersensitive that we can't handle any reaction from anyone else, any confrontation, anything. We only know our own head, our own loop, our own limbo. I just want to know, are you happy now? No? Then why are you not happy? You reached your personal goals. Why does everything feel hopeless? That public pressure, that community, that socialism, that feminism, that world that we say we want to live in becomes impossible. It's a fraction between theory and action. Thinking and saying things, living in a way that you disagree with, but not changing it. It's a limbo. But I feel hope when people appear human around me. My friends or family or whoever. But I also do feel hope when people who are not my immediate friends, who are strangers, appear human. Those strangers can be those role models. If I feel like they understand me by understanding themselves, then I feel hope. We make attempts, we take risks. We jump, we express something, and observe how it takes shape out in the open. We try, we fail, we learn, we try again, we see changes, we learn more, we meet different reactions, we see how everyone is unique, we understand that we are too. We feel okay with that. We can finally let go of ourselves and meet everything. Allowing impressions, expressions, reactions, impressions, expressions, reactions to flow in and out in time with the motion of time. And suddenly, I'm not just a liberal individual stagnated in liberal limbos. No, I am a social individual. Tomorrow is cancelled. All the reasons for making a revolution are there. Not one is lacking. The shipwreck of politics, the arrogance of the powerful, the reign of falsehood, the vulgarity of the wealthy, the catalysms of industry, galloping misery, naked exploitation, ecological apocalypse. We are spared nothing, not even being informed about it all. Climate 2019 breaks a heat record, the same as almost every year now. All the reasons are there together, but it's not reasons that make revolutions, it's bodies, and the bodies are in front of screens. Everyone can see that this civilization is like a train rolling toward the abyss and picking up speed. The faster it goes, the more one hears the hysterical cheers of the boozers in the discotheque car. You have to listen carefully to make out the paralyzed silence of the rational minds that no longer understand anything, and the accent of false calm in the exclamations of the card players who wait. Inwardly, many people have chosen to leap off the train, but they hesitate on the footboard. They're still restrained by so many things. They feel held back because they've made the choice, but the decision is lacking. Decision is what traces in the present the manner and possibility of acting, of making a leap that is not into the void. We mean the decision to desert the ranks, to organize, to undertake a secession, be it imperceptibly, but in any case, now. The epoch belongs to the determined.
Stories they feed themselves. If they tell themselves stories that are lies, they will suffer the consequences of those lies. If they tell themselves stories that face their own truths, they will free their histories for future flowerings. In order to create, human beings must go into the unknown. And life is difficult. This is a great truth.
Look at the stars.
One of the greatest truths. It is a great truth because once we understand this truth, we transcend it. Once we truly know that life is difficult, once we truly see it and accept it, then that life is no longer difficult. Because once it is accepted, the fact that life is difficult no longer matters. I feel the wind
haunted history whistling in the trees. It goes through me, making an imprint. I'm never alone. The broken virgin, she was broken from the moment she was born. She represents the loss of the child, the promise of the light that someone broke before she could speak, before she could walk, and now there is nowhere for the eyes to focus. The light is not there to guide you in the dark. The broken virgin wears wannabe unique designer's clothes, secondhand trash, fast fashion from Asian sweatshops, cyberpunk hats, political stickers, and a glossy handbag made of plastic. In the bag there are various products to cover up the cracks in her face. There are other items to remind her of her surface identity, and it plings every now and then to quickly connect her beyond and away from her immediate reality, as broken can never be fixed, only ignored and covered. The broken virgin smiles at you and says she feels better recently. The broken virgin has plans for the future. She tries her best to show love and care when you tell her about your newest achievement. But somehow you both cannot remember right now how to show love. More than just simple sentences. The classic melody of those sentences. The build-ups. The matching facial expressions. Automatic responses. Rehearsed since a few years now. And then the silence. The broken virgin hadn't done anything wrong. She was born into a world of wrongdoings. Her being born was someone else being wrong. She, like her peer, couldn't help it. If she did something wrong, she either would feel utterly hopeless, because she only learned hope by the word, but not by the eyes of people. Or she'd feel meaningless because she had felt the eyes of the people. Or she'd wash the feeling away, ASAP. Because what good was that feeling? What use did it have? The sense of other people's wrongdoings? What did it help her? She decided to ignore it. And she tries, and she tries, and she tries, and she feels fragmented. Should she listen? Should she not? Should she think? Should she not? Should she try? Should she not? All that they explained was that nothing can be explained, was not to trust what anyone explained, now that it's too late. She can choose for herself, because there are no options left. So she creates them, she creates an endless dream. Now, I've seen the broken virgin, every here and there, even in myself. The broken virgin looking fab, feeling sad, numb, tired, anxious, whatever. But I couldn't help but think, haven't we all been born into a world of wrongdoings? Not just me, but my ancestors too, you know? Isn't that fucking history? The problem I had with her dream was that it remained surreal, based on hopelessness and fear. I think it's possible, even in the darkest moments, to dream. Because to dream is to imagine, and imagining is easy. It's just been a little forgotten lately. Dream is always an option. That dream can still be real, can be based on hope, or whatever you like, so what would you like? Why not base it on that? A real dream. Now I have real dreams. I'm a real dreamer. I'm a realist with dreams. Now some people stay surrealist dreamers. They create the dream to escape the reality. And some people are realists without dreams. They saw reality and they felt that there was no space for their dream. But we need that dream, believe me. And anyway, when it's dark and I can't see anything, I start to see visions. Out of the dark comes new visions. Let's stick to those visions. Let's try to go somewhere. Let's try to dream of a new story. Let's tell that story to people. Rather than the odds, we tell that story. You and I. Thank you, thank you. Thanks for coming. Thank you. Now enjoy the rest of the evening. Have some wine, have some beer, chill out.